This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you traveling for the holiday? Millions of Americans are. The AP's Ed Donahue.
With the unofficial start of the summer travel season here, travelers are looking for ways to save a few bucks. Prices to travel overall are expected to be lower than last year, but airfare is expected to be 4% higher than pre-pandemic levels. Paul Bowen in Dallas is feeling it.
Everything's more expensive, tickets are more expensive, so it's kind of hard to fit more than one trip in a year at this point.
AAA predicts 37 million people will drive at least 50 miles from home this weekend. Several million more are expected to fly. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands of travelers haven't been flying after British Airways canceled dozens of flights this morning because of computer problems. Most of the affected flights were to and from Heathrow Airport, short-haul routes mostly. We're going to continue to work until we get this done. That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is saying about his talks with President Biden as they narrow in on a budget deal in the debt limit crisis. The AP's Sagar Magani.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's told his negotiators to stay here in Washington and work 24/7 with White House counterparts.
They're working on numbers, we're working on numbers, and we'll work together.
Both sides say there are still serious differences. Republicans are demanding spending cuts, Democrats oppose.
It's about competing visions for America.
President Biden says the talks center on the budget, not a default, which he insists both sides have ruled out. He says the only way forward is a bipartisan deal both chambers of Congress can pass. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two members of the Oath Keepers who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, will be sentenced today, Jessica Watkins and Kenneth Harrelson. This is AP News. A man suspected of killing several people in Japan is under arrest.
Police have said they arrested a man who was holed up in his father's house after allegedly killing several people in central Japan. Japanese TV showed the suspect, a farmer, walk out of the house with his hands on his head and go into a police vehicle. Police said earlier that officers were shot by the suspect when they arrived at the scene after receiving an emergency call saying a woman was stabbed. The officers were apparently without bulletproof vests. After the arrest, one man who was evacuated from the building told local media, I'm relieved that all my family members are safe. Violent crimes are rare in Japan. It has strict gun control laws and only a handful of gun-related crimes annually. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Dow fell 35 points yesterday. The S&P rose 36 points. The Nasdaq rose 213 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.